Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to hang out with you. And you're going to be glad you did, because we got our good buddy Steve Martin back with us. Steve is our profit pro. He's the author of Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay. And he's here to talk to us about how you and I can squeeze a little more out on the bottom line out of the business that we're doing. Steve Martin, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always a pleasure to be here with you.
It's great to have you back, as always. By the way, folks, Steve is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We've already had our 10th anniversary with him, and he's one of those guys we just can't do without. Steve, you have your charges in front of you. Me and something under a billion small business owners listening to you right now, and we're anxious to learn more about how we can be more profitable. And so we place ourselves in at your knee.
Well, Jim, you know, these are interesting times. I've talked to a lot of small business owners, and of course, being one myself, I'm in the pool with everybody else, along
right.
with the sharks. And some of the sharks these days have the names of rising costs, and unfortunately, slowing business is the name on one of those sharks, and they're coming to nibble at the bottom line. It's a challenge when costs go up so rapidly and business slows.
Well, that's stagflation, isn't that? That's the definition of stagflation.
It certainly is. I wasn't going to use the term. The big popular economists aren't using it yet to any great extent. But I'll tell you, the small business people that I talk to are.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And but you know, Steve, the situation out there across the country is mixed. I mean, everybody is not this is the strangest economic slowdown that I've ever experienced. Have you ever seen one like this before?
No, I haven't. I've been through a few.
Mm-hmm.
I'm old
Me
enough
too.
To have experienced those. But you're right. Some businesses are just absolutely burning up the bottom line. They're doing great. And others are really suffering.
And it might not necessarily be anything that they can do about it. I mean, some sectors, anything associated with housing is tough. Even when in Flyover America, where all the big housing boom didn't really take place all that much, even those folks, anybody associated with mortgages or anything like that, they're having a tough time. And of course, the commodities, the bubble we had in commodities really hurt folks for quite a few months. That seems to be abating a little bit. But you know, Steve, one of the things that I've been talking a lot about lately is what I call the odd couple of small business, and that's challenges and opportunities. And the point that I try to make to folks is the only thing different about this year from last year and this year from next year is the relationship between those two and how we manage that relationship. Because, you know, Steve, last year was a pretty good profitable year for a lot of folks. But
they still had
challenges.
Yep.
We're gonna next year could be a lot better. We're still gonna have challenges and opportunities. Isn't it just a matter of how we manage them?
You're absolutely correct, Jim. It really is the attitude that you take when you go into it. And a couple of small business folks that I've talked to who've said they've had significant challenges, I said, well, this is the time to look for opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly if you need to reduce your costs to try and preserve your margins, I say, well, this is the opportunity for you to do such things as to go out and rebid all of your supply contracts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, folks tend to get caught into the comfort zone of having one supplier, one provider for year after year after year, mm-hmm. and they never think that maybe there is a better insurance deal out there. Maybe there is a better supplier for their energy, or maybe the supplies and materials that they're purchasing.
Well, you know, Steve, one thing, you know, small business owners are loyal. It's our nature to be loyal. It's our nature to reward loyalty and trustworthiness on the part of vendors with our business. But there's nothing
true.
In the world.
And, you know,
there's nothing in the real world wrong with as you say, checking everybody's position, seeing what's out there.
Loyalty can be a tremendous strength, Jim, but it can also be a tremendous weakness. Mm-hmm. Just to give you an example, in terms of loyalty, for a long-term employee, that one employer that I spoke with recently, he's got a person that he's had on staff for 10 years in a senior position, mm-hmm. and the person is not producing at all. In fact, he's costing the company substantially in mm-hmm. terms of grief and money and everything else. But the owner is so loyal mm-hmm. to that employee that he won't do what's necessary in terms of turning him around or even
hold on to that hold on to that thought. Now, there are a lot of people out there listening right now who have this situation. And when we come back, Steve's going to help us learn how to fix that and what we should, there's some things that we should do. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do it all night. Standing on the mountain looking down on the city, the way he ought to feel is a doggone pity.
We're back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and all the different ways you can listen to the show, the archives, the streaming, the podcasting, the just, you know, lots of different ways. We'll give you lots of options, including a time machine, which will take you back in time to, actually not so much back in time, because some of the things that we've talked about over the years are most of the things we've talked about over the years with our good friends, our Brain Trust members, like our good friend Steve Martin, who's with us right now. Most of the things that we've talked about over the years are still valid today. So go back and find some of that information and listen to what these smart people have to say. And so take advantage of that, and that's all at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Also, the articles are there, thousands of those. The newsletter, you can subscribe there. The blog is there, on and on, lots and lots of stuff. And then, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz, where you get small business answers now. I hope you'll check that out real soon. Use that to your advantage. Remember, no barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in, hang out with us, use our stuff. Steve Martin is our guest. He's the author of Instant Profits. He's our profit pro. If you want to make more money, if you want to squeeze more profit on the bottom line, listen to what Steve has to say. Now, Steve, we were talking before we went to the break about being, you know, I cringe when you say small business owners are too loyal sometimes. I cringe sometimes because that's one of the things I'm so proud of small business owners for, because I think that on balance, loyalty to people who are worthy of our loyalty is a best practice.
Because it saves us time. In the main.
Yeah, yeah.
In the main, loyalty is a wonderful trait.
Yep.
But when loyalty comes with blinders,
yep.
and an inability to ask the question, can I do better or should I do better or are there other options that I should be considering, when you stop asking those questions, you're really perhaps painting yourself into a corner.
Well, and so now we have this employee that we've had for a long time. This employee's been with us forever. They know a lot of stuff that nobody else knows. They know how to do stuff, but things are not going so well. And what's happening probably, and the owner might not know this yet, what's happening is this person might not only not be doing their job, they might be tainting everything else that's going on around.
I've seen that, Jim.
Creating bad morale, et cetera, right?
I've seen that all too often, Jim. It's really unfortunate. It is true that one bad apple will spoil the barrel.
So what do we do about this now? We got this employee. They may have been our first employee, but here it is now, 10, 20 years later, whatever it may be. It's like a divorce, isn't it?
Well, it's worse than a divorce because you've got well, I'm not sure about that, but
yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the simile is correct. That,
and nobody but it's so distasteful, nobody wants to do it. I mean, it's almost like, you know, if I can just limp along, you know, with this person, that's worse than getting rid of them.
Well, you have to look at the options in between doing nothing and firing the person. And there are a number of options that you can look at. But the first thing you've got to do is be aware of the situation, and that means listening to the undercurrents of conversation, because believe me, everybody else in the company knows what's going on, even if you don't.
Yeah, you may not know, but they do.
Yeah, and if you can get someone who will confide in you and say, hey, you know what, Harry's sinking the boat, or Harry's not supporting me when I need to do this, and that sort of thing.
But if you start hearing things, start believing them.
Exactly, or at least be open to the possibility that it's true.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you can take a look at, say, Harry's output and see what he's doing and see if it is, in fact, getting done the way you want it to. But one of the first things you can do is just sit down and have a heart-to-heart conversation with that employee and find out what's going on. You know, there can be a lot of reasons for performance dropping off. They may be disaffected for some reason. You know, they may have felt slighted or ignored, and they just need some attention from you. They may have just lost their way and need some more direction.
May have personal problems or something. There may be some addiction issue, or who knows what it could be.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, those things go on. People have lives outside of business, and they can have a major influence on what they're doing on the job. So once you're aware, then you have some opportunities. If it is addiction, for example, you can look toward finding some support in terms of interventions and that sort of thing.
Well, now, don't you have to sit as you're talking to these people, and obviously, you know, this could be a person that you feel very close to, but don't you have to start using language like, you know, for the good of the company, we've got to make sure that all the things we work for, all these other people have a place to go to work, we've got to take care of our customers. Make it bigger than just you, the two of you.
You have to look at the greater good, Jim, and that's where employees and even owners and managers sometimes tend to lose sight of what the right thing to do is. And yes, you've got to look at the big picture, the greater good, what's best for the company. And you can appeal to the logic and better nature of the individual, and perhaps that can make a change.
I know a case right now where a large piece of the business has been turned over to one person, and that person makes everybody else's life miserable, and the boss doesn't get it. And the company is, in my opinion, the company's operating at about 50% capacity for what they could be operating at if they fired that person.
I believe it.
One person, one decision not being made, one level of denial is causing that company to really be in jeopardy. Tintail, right back with Steve Martin. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here is Van Morrison to take us out.
You know, your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
Welcome back. It's 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging out with me today. For being part of my day, we got our good buddy Steve Martin with us. He's the author of Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay. Steve, give us your website. Tell us how we can find your book.
Jim, you can find it, of course, connecting out of your website anyway.
Yep.
And my website itself is www.profitpro.us.
Profitpro.us, don't forget, not .com.us. And it's now the book is available there. And will you autograph it for them if they buy one?
Well, since it's an electronic book,
I
got my electronic fingerprints all over it.
There you go. Okay. We got to figure out how to do that, Steve. Hey, I've got mine in hard copy, so I'm kind of spoiled. But think about that, folks. You could be minutes away from having all the wisdom Steve has acquired about being profitable, about squeezing a little more profit out of every dollar you get. You could be within minutes away of having that at your fingertips, and something he's taken decades to accumulate. So I encourage you to check that out. It's rich stuff.
Steve, if they get it through your site, Jim, they get a substantial discount.
Oh, yeah.
As you say, they can get it within minutes and It's not everything I know, but it's about 250 pieces of it, so it's pretty significant.
It's the important stuff, folks, and thank you for that discount, by the way. Steve, I forgot how hard I worked to negotiate that discount from you.
It's significant.
There you go. I appreciate that very much. I always like giving my folks a discount. Okay, we're talking about the employee situation where we've got an employee who's not doing well. They're creating more problems than they are opportunities, and you see that's one thing. Those are is it, what about let's move over and talk about something else. Let's talk about something that's not employee related. What are some other issues that we can work on?
Well, Jim, you can always take a look at what you can do in terms of eliminating waste in your organization. Time, for example, is one of the biggest elements. You know, you're paying for time. Yep. You're renting the space you're in for time. You're paying your employees for time. If you can eliminate the amount of time it takes to do any particular job, then you have the opportunity to perhaps eliminate the expense that's mm-hmm. associated with that.
So how do we do that?
Well, you've got to look at how you're doing the simple day-to-day activities of whatever business you're in. Whether it's making ham sandwiches or providing a complex consulting type of job or making a product, if you sit down and write out a timeline with each step in the process from the beginning of the initial contact for an order and the delivery of that order, if you lay it out over time, you can often find that much of the time that passes from beginning to end is just dead time. It's wasted.
And you know,
time.
You sound a little bit like an industrial engineer when you say that, but the truth is, and folks, you don't have to walk around with a stopwatch and a clipboard to do this. One of the things you're going to find first, Steve, correct me if I'm wrong, is you're going to find wasted motion that hurts everybody, even the person doing it.
Absolutely. Let's assume that you're not doing it in the absolute most perfect way, and that's a safe assumption. If you start with that, then you can say, well, how can I do it better? What time am I wasting here? What steps am I wasting? What friction am I causing in this system? And how am I perhaps even annoying the customer or the employees by causing them to do something?
And see, here's something, Steve, that I'd like to point out. At a time when all of our profits are being squeezed, if you lose an employee or whatever happens, and instead of hiring somebody back, you might be able to find that output, that productivity, just through improving your efficiencies, and the company can operate at the level it is now without that other employee.
That's a great way to optimize your systems. Just allow attrition to take the people out, take the time out, take the waste out. But that means then, Jim, you've got to understand your process and work to make it more efficient.
Right, right.
Because you can't just take people out and then expect everybody else to magically pick up the load. Mm-hmm. That's really unfair.
And don't forget to check on how many things you're doing because you've always done it that way. We're not in Kansas anymore, folks. We're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. In the 21st century, things here are different. Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Great. It's always great to be with you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.